We get lots of people coming to us who say, I feel burned out and I can't cope at the minute. And we're able to provide them with support.
This organisation has truly saved people's lives. People have been in dark times, dark situations, can't see a way out. And ABS has helped fix them.
Welcome to Where It's At, the podcast from CIET shining a spotlight on the future-focused design discipline of architectural technology. Know someone who could benefit from listening? Subscribe and share this episode with your network.
Hello again, I'm Mehdi Weir and I'm the immediate past president of CIET, and of course I'm also proud to be the current president of the Architects Benevolent Society. And I am delighted again to be your host for today's episode of Where It's At. I'm always conscious as we move into this time of year when many of our profession may be feeling additional pressure or uncertainty, and that it's more important than ever to highlight everything about ABS and the wonderful support that's available. The architectural industry in which we all work can be at times be a demanding environment. And for some of these demands, it can take their toll and detrimentally manifest themselves in many forms. And considering that, it's absolutely incredible to know that ABS is here to offer support and help to those in our professions who may be experiencing difficult times. What I love about ABS is that it continues to be a symbol of hope and support for those within and close to our architectural family, and it has done for many, many years. And that's why I'm delighted to be joined today by the current Architects Benevolent Society CEO, Simon Ashmore, and we'll shortly be talking about who ABS is, what ABS support looks like, and how ABS are working towards shaping the future of well-being across our architecture professions. Whether you're someone who may need a little extra support or you simply want to understand more about the work that ABS does, I hope you find today's conversation reassuring and inspiring. So, let's get started. Welcome, Simon. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Eddie. That's a great intro that you've given, and it's great to be chatting to you again. I'm looking forward to telling the listeners about who we are and what we do.
Brilliant. For those listening who may not be familiar with ABS and the incredible work that you do, could you give us a wee brief introduction?
Yes, so ABS is one of many sector-specific benevolent charities. They were mostly set up in the Victorian era, and each provides support to a specific professional group, and obviously ours is architecture, which these days includes technologists and practice staff. The charity's been going for 175 years, Eddie. As to what we do, we offer support when people are struggling or face a change in their circumstances. And people come to us with all sorts of needs. Sometimes it's a problem with their career. They've lost their job and they need some help reshaping their career, or they've got a legal question and we've got access to a legal helpline. The two most common areas that people seek our support are with financial issues, for which we can help them unlock the benefits that they're entitled to. We can signpost them and help them prioritise. And we can sometimes support with a grant. And the other area is their psychological well-being. We get lots of people coming to us who say, I feel burned out and I can't cope at the minute. And we're able to provide them with support via an expert partner called Anxiety UK and sort out some counselling for them. The key stuff about our service is that it's always free at the point of delivery, and it's completely confidential.
It is an incredible service. It really is. See, I have so many incredible stories. You know, I've had this wonderful opportunity to have people respond to me and thanking them for the kind work that ABS has done. And I'm not going to mention too much of it in detail because I'm conscious that, you know, people's private lives. But I know in some instances where members of the architectural family have reached out to me, and all I have simply done is signposted them, like every good ambassador is advised and, you know, and does. They do it sincerely with empathy. We don't go into too much detail about, you know, the circumstances of what it is, but sometimes the people just want to share it with me. And I've had this wonderful response and emails and messages and phone calls from those who ABS has helped. And it's not just financial support. This organisation has truly saved people's lives. People have been in dark times, dark situations, can't see a way out. And ABS has helped fix them and get their lives back on the track. And it's something that Simon mentioned earlier. It's a holistic thing. They don't say, you know, you're looking a few pounds or you're looking a grant for something. You know, it may help them with, you know, someone's having difficulty in their career, need employment advice, maybe a bit of mental health support. And the whole package that they put together for that holistic sort of review of people and what they need is absolutely incredible. And then these lovely people have come back to me and, you know, told me that, you know, they were in that dark place, and if it wasn't for the support that ABS offered, they wouldn't be here today. So when you put all of that into context, and when I say about the incredible and fabulous support that ABS have to offer, you know, it couldn't be, it's understated. And I think these people are very, very great at what they do, but they're very, very modest. And I know they'll say, you know, it's their job and that's what they do. But for those recipients at the end of that support, it's life-changing. So for that, on behalf of everybody that you've helped, I thank you.
Well, Eddie, that's ever so kind. But of course, it's a community effort and there are a lot of people involved. What I would say is that it's a privilege working for a charity that actually can help people. You know, if we've got a bit of money and we can help out. And then we see that from the responses that we get. And there was an email just came through this morning from somebody who had really supported in a meaningful way, just writing to say how grateful they were. But more importantly, that they're back on track. That's the goal. Yeah. And that's, honestly, it's a joy to see those messages.
Yeah, and for me, I was elected their president a few years ago. It's been an absolute joy. And you know what? I've met so many people and so many friends that are all ambassadors and linked to it. And for every now, we usually get an ambassadors group of people together on a Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning, and we usually have a ball. Could you take a wee moment just to explain to us how ABS fits into the support landscape and what people should and may expect when reaching out?
Yeah, well, if I take those in the other way around, so when people get in touch with us, they can do so by calling us. We've got a helpline and the number's on the website, and they can send us an email. But most commonly these days, they send us a simple form. They complete a simple form that just gathers a bit of the crucial information and it pops it through to us. And we will get back in touch with you quite promptly, within a day or two, and typically we'll invite you to have a conversation with one of our caseworkers. What I'd say to you as well, I'm aware that people listening may be managers or colleagues of somebody that they may have a concern for. And sometimes those people, they give us a call and say, look, I'm worried about such and such, which is absolutely wonderful. It's a really caring thing to do. If you're in that position, please urge that person themselves to get in touch with us directly. It makes it much easier for us to provide them with a service. So we'll get back in touch with people who inquire. Our team are friendly, they're experienced, and they won't judge you. I'm really conscious that when people are at a low ebb, for whatever reason, they feel anxious about even reaching out for support. And so what I'd urge them to do is please just take that step. Just get in contact with us and see if we can help. Our service philosophy is to explore as many different avenues of support as each client wants to look at or is able to deal with at one time. So if they have financial issues and some mental health concerns, we can look at both. But we'll try and prioritise it according to your need. It's interesting, Eddie, that you talked about the wider support landscape, because ABS operates within a wider ecosystem of support, and that includes welfare benefits, local authority support, help from other charities, and sometimes help from employers themselves, you know, in larger organisations that may have an EAP or specific HR resources. So we will always try and help people navigate the options. The support might be ours, but it might be that we're signposting you to something else that you perhaps weren't aware of before.
And for those listeners, Simon, who may be unsure as to whether they are eligible to receive support from ABS, what would you say to someone who thinks that they may not qualify?
I would say that if you're listening to this podcast, there's a very good chance you're eligible for our services, and you should just reach out to us, and we will help to determine whether you're eligible. Just so we're clear, that we've got a wide definition of architecture community, you know, those that we will support. And it does include technologists and landscape architects and their dependents, but it also includes practice staff too. So if you're a member of the practice staff, we'll just want to see that you've worked in practice for a couple of years, and then there's a very strong chance that you'll be eligible for our support.
So Simon, we've spoken about ABS's future strategy focusing on connectedness and supporting employers and employee well-being. How do you envisage ABS becoming a stronger resource for the wider industry?
Thanks, Eddie. Well, our focus has largely been on providing support to the individual, and that's in our DNA, if you like, and it's something that we'll always do. It's the core of our work. But to some extent, we're treating the symptom and not the cause. We're really aware of the pressures on people in employment, working long hours and often under-resourced. And we know that that contributes sometimes to the problems that they seek our support with. And the most obvious example is those who come to us feeling burned out. Now, we're able to provide them with some counselling, but wouldn't it be better if we could achieve some influence over wellbeing practice within employment so that we don't get to that stage? So it's early days, but what I'd like to do is for ABS to try and influence for more positive employment practice, and to do so in a really practical way. So that might be, for example, to champion good examples of good practice so that others might take that baton up, and to signpost really good quality training resources. What I really want to do is find the activists in the industry and begin a conversation with them about how together we can effect a positive change.
Know someone with a story to tell or a topic to explore? Email atpodcast@ciat.global to nominate a guest or a topic.
I know you're keen to hear from individuals, including CIAT members, who might be willing to share their experiences or act as ambassadors. What kind of stories or voices are you hoping to bring forward? And tell us how people can get involved.
Yeah, so this is really important to me because we are in a privileged position at ABS. We could support more people than we currently are. My big challenge then is to spread the word about ABS so that more people who need our support are aware of us and will pick up the phone or send us that web form. So to anyone who's listening who likes what they've heard, I think the first thing that you could do to help is just tell your colleagues about us. Invite them to listen to this podcast, visit the website, put some notice up in the office. That's the first thing that they can do. I would then say, if you are somebody who is a really super social influencer type, and I suspect that's probably somebody of a different generation to you and I, Eddie, follow us online. Follow us online and post a link to our socials. You know, really try and lift it that way. That would be absolutely great. If you wanted to take things a bit further, you can become an ambassador. And what we'd ask of the ambassadors is that they do everything that I've just described, but maybe also present about ABS to your colleagues. That's really great. If you're able to do that. And sometimes with the ambassadors, we're trying to develop more of a two-way communication as well. So ambassadors giving us feedback about what their experience of employment looks like is really helpful to us, because we work for a charity, not in the industry. So we need to be connected in order that we can design the right service for you.
So for those people who would love to just give a wee bit of time just to this wonderful organisation, I'd say it's so rewarding. And do give it your utmost thought. Get yourself in the ambassador's role. And if you're looking at any help and support about fundraising events, you know, come and talk to us. You know, we've organised thousands of them. You know, it could be simple as a bun and cake morning. You know, I bake my first cake for Mental Health Day. I don't think I'm allowed to make any more because Dan said the mess I made in the kitchen was just not worth the hassle. I think I'll go and buy a cake next year. But look, it's all a bit of fun. But the underlying current in all of this is for an incredible cause. So yes, and if you can think of new and fantastic ways of fundraising, let us know as well, because you know, we'd love to help you.
I mentioned some moments ago about wanting to signpost brilliant training and resources, but that stuff has to be relevant to you. So if you're somebody who has offered or more particularly participated in some training with a wellbeing theme, it would be great to broadcast about that. Let us know about it and we can link to it. The final thing is that ABS is a charity, and of course we accept donations, and if you're somebody with a natural flair for raising money, run an event, do a bake-off or a cake sale, or you know, run around the world for us. That would be amazing.
Or subscribe to our chicken run, which is the best day's crack that you'll ever experience. Especially, I honest to God, the chicken run is just something fabulous. And even my wife enjoys it. I think she's won best dressed chicken 2 years in a row. So I don't think that's ever been done before. So come on, everybody out there, get dressed up and you'll have the best day's crack. I'm sure we'll be letting you know a wee bit of information on the dates for the chicken run later next year. Simon, honestly, a huge thank you for joining me today and for sharing such thoughtful insights and valuable information, especially at what can be, of course, a difficult time of the year for so many. And to you, our listeners, if there is anything that you've heard today that resonates with you, or you think someone you know could benefit from support, please don't hesitate to reach out to the Architects Benevolent Society. Their link can be found in this episode's show notes. ABS are truly amazing, and they're there to listen. They're there to guide, and they're there to help you through difficult times, whatever those may be. For me, it's an honour to work alongside them and to see firsthand how they make a difference to people's lives. All that's left for me to do is to wish you all a peaceful and restorative festive season. And thank you for listening to this ABS episode of Where It's At. Take care, everyone. Thank you and bye-bye.
You've been listening to Where It's At. A huge thanks to our guests and to you for listening. Want to learn more about architectural technology, how to progress your career, or how to work with a chartered architectural technologist? Head to architecturaltechnology.com to find out more. The contents and views expressed by individuals in the Where It's At podcast are their own and do not necessarily represent the views of the companies they work for or the host. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as advice.